Paul, team news ahead of Waterford?
Probably the same squad as we had on Monday night. There'll be no additions to it. And then we've one or two carrying knocks from Monday night, so we'll just see how they are come training on Thursday.
Of course, it was good to bounce back on Monday night with a one of Pats, you know, after a defeat to Shamrock Rovers. So some confidence going down the road.
Yeah, see, like I thought we were very, very good against Shamrock Rovers. And as I said, we could have been 3-1 up, 4-1 up at half time. And probably the one I forgot about as well, but just before Rovers scored, Ronan Boyce was very unlucky. The keeper's made a great save from him. So when you look at the context of the whole thing and that, and the Pats match the last night, like, at the minute we look like we're going to score goals and that. And when you look like that, like, players that get confidence out of that, everybody gets confidence out of that. And no matter where you go a goal behind or whatever in games and that, you always feel there are loads of goals in this team, so it's never over for you.
Of course, last time you've met, you came away with all 3 points. You'll be hoping for more of the same down here.
Yeah, we'll be hoping, like, not even home. Like, I mean, at the minute, I think there's a belief in the squad that no matter who we play, as I said, we'll create chances in that. And when you're in that frame of mind, as I said, you've always a great chance of winning the game.
Of course, you said, no, there's plenty of goals, but it's good to see that Pat Holm coming back from injury. He started off a game with putting the ball in the net, and Danny Mullen getting plenty of goals as well. It's good.
I think Danny's been excellent in the last few games now. He's had a new dimension to us and that as well. Like, and you have Pat coming back and that, and as you see at the minute, like, they are a massive threat no matter who they play against.